Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, in today's episode of The Teacher, we're going to be answering or attempting to answer, inshallah, one of a very critical and interesting question. And that is that did the Prophet not select a person to succeed him? Now, if we step back, just take one step back, please. Just think about it. What do we need today? We need Islamic unity. Between different schools of thoughts within the framework of Islam, right? The question is, would discussing these types of questions create disunity? Well, brothers and sisters, we look at it from a different dimension. We do believe in Islamic unity. We do believe that Islamic unity is the need of the time. Muslims need to unite and combine their efforts and forces against the evil powers of the world to fight it. Let it be Zionism, let it be imperialism, let it be Takfiriism, let it be Daesh, and all that. These discussions are academic in nature. All we are trying to do is that since we know that Sunni Muslims, the Sunni brethren, and Shia Muslims, they both have a difference of opinion on this thing, we're trying to look at the justification or reasoning of both the schools of thoughts. And the purpose is to evaluate and understand what Islam wants from us. So we have reached to a point where we have discussed the imamah, the concept of imamah, or the successorship to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have entered into the next phase after looking at the Sunni school of thought and their belief system, how the successorship should be put in place. Now we are talking about the Shia school of thought, how they claim for this concept to be put in place, and that is the successorship to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what we are trying to achieve through these programs is to provide enough knowledge and understanding the academic aspect of it to all the Muslims, the Shia brothers and Sunni Muslims. We're talking about, you know, bringing them close to each other through clearing up the misconceptions, because a lot of times these issues become a source of disunity. So we're trying to explain both sides clearly to our listeners so that their hearts can come close to each other and they start understanding each other's position. The Sunnis should be able to evaluate why Shias believe in what they believe in. There's a reasoning for it, right? So it's not about fighting, it's all about uniting. So today we will be trying to, inshallah, answer this question of did the Prophet not select a person to succeed him after his demise? Well, first we need to understand the purpose of prophethood, which is to guide the humanity towards the true path. Well, the question is, after the Prophet passes away, does that purpose also passes away? No, it's going to stay. Then, why or did the Prophet not select a person to succeed him? Well, there's no doubt that the precepts of Islam were universal and eternal and according to the direct verses of the Holy Quran, special to no time or place. There is also no doubt that at the time of the death of Holy Prophet, the precepts of Islam had not moved beyond Arabian Peninsula. So this entire school, theological school called Islam, it had to spread. The question is that could it be that he would not have provided for the important issue of the person who was to succeed him and not determine the imamat for the Muslims, the leadership of the Muslims? We're going to take a break, and once we come back from this break, we will continue talking about this topic. Thank you.
Shiite views of the infallible Imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Huer.
Ali himself is spoken of as the Wali, and the Imams are also spoken of as Wali. We then have the doctrine of Walaya. This term Wali becomes important because it has two meanings. It can mean the master, but also the friend. So the Imams are to be the masters, those who are to be obeyed and who are to be followed, but they also become the friends of the believers, the friends who will guide people to salvation, not only in this life. In this life, they are the channels through which the grace of God comes to the earth, comes to human beings. They are the channels for the hidden knowledge that God gives them, but also on the day of judgment, they become the friends of the believers. They intercede with God for those who have placed their trust in them. And so, as master and friend, they play an intimate part in bringing the believer safely to their destination of paradise. A crucial date in the history of understanding the Imams is the year 941, because in this year the 12th Imam goes into a total hidden existence, the greater occultation, we say. From this time onwards, he cannot be accessed by human beings for guidance. And yet he is not absent. He is not dead. He is not inactive. If the world were left without the guidance of an Imam, then it would go into chaos. So in some way that we can't really understand, the 12th Imam is still constantly exercising that function of guidance in the earth today. And the model here which is given is a useful one. We can see the sun, and then the sun disappears behind the clouds and is hidden from our sight. And yet we know that the sun is still present behind the clouds, even though we can't see the sun. And we know that the sun is still shedding the rays upon the earth, bringing warmth and bringing light, and thus enabling life to continue upon the earth. Without the presence of the sun, all life on earth would end. Without the presence of the divinely appointed Imam, human beings would necessarily go into chaos and confusion.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Welcome back to your listeners. So before the break, we were talking about a question, a critical question, and that is, did the Prophet not select a person to succeed him? Now, after the demise of the Prophet, we know that Muslims were split up into two groups. One had a certain model of selecting the leadership of Muslims, and the other group believed in a different model. So the discussion is about understanding what those models were. There are clear reasons, when we look at the historical accounts, why the Prophet most certainly took steps for the determination of his successor, which we will be mentioning in the later lessons, so that this logical reality will become more clear. because the Holy Prophet was never, never, never negligent in this area, even though many political waves after the Prophet tried to fill the people's minds with the ideas that he had neglected to select a successor. Can one really believe that, considering that when the Holy Prophet left the city of Medina, for just a few days for a conflict like Tabuk, for instance, he did not leave Medina empty of his successor, and he took steps to assign a person to succeed him and act in his place? Can we believe that he did not guarantee the future generations after his death by selecting his successor, but rather left the Ummah in the middle of an abundant number of groups who had differences of opinion on the method of continuity of Islam? Is that possible for us to believe? It is clear that the lack of assigning of a successor would have been a great error for Islam, which was recently formed and developing. It was like a baby, it was like a toddler in the time of the Prophet. He recently introduced this beautiful religion and got it going. So now, before his passing away, do you think, logically, does it make sense? If you were him, for instance, right? If you were in his place, would you not select a leadership before you go away? Our intellect and logic tells us that such a situation is impossible to have come from the Prophet of Islam, the best of the creations of Allah, the smartest and most wise person that ever existed on this face of this planet Earth. It is impossible for him to neglect such an important thing. Plus, we also believe that Prophet is free from errors and sins. This neglection of this important thing, the leadership of the Muslims, it would have been such a big sin that, you know, a prophet, a person like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, could not have possibly neglected it. It is impossible. Those who say that this was the responsibility of the Ummah must at least show that the Prophet directed this issue, whereas no such proof of this is offered. So this entire claim that the Prophet said that, okay, go ahead and decide for yourself your own leader, when is that he said that? He never said that. It was a model that we came up with. And let's say that you say that, okay, Prophet said that you guys decide on your own, then what about the demise of Abu Bakr? How was Umar selected? He was actually put in place by Abu Bakr. So either we have to agree to the fact that there was no model given by the Prophet, or we say that the model that was given by the Prophet was that the Ummah decides itself, or third, you know, this possibility of Umar being appointed by Abu Bakr. Then what do you do afterwards? Like Uthman, there was a council. So all we're trying to say is that in Sunni Islam, according to Sunni Muslims, it seems like that these are self-made models, not divine models. But what Shia Muslims, they claim is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided us with that divine model of the appointment of the successor after his demise, and that is through the divine revelation conveyed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Man kuntu maula fahaza aliyun maula." Whoever I'm the master of, Ali is the master of. And this is not the only time that he made it clear for everyone that Imam Ali alayhi salam is his bila fasl, and without any distance or discontinuity, his successor. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye.